It can exhaust, or it can destroy altogether. And there are cycles that do this with each of the five elements. And by the way, you are one of these five elements that we're going to be talking about. And I do realize that a lot of cultures do the four elements. And I like that too, by the way. I like that, and I put Earth in the center. And that's what I like, just me personally. That has nothing to do with the ancient way. it does, Pathfinder says, yes, it does. Yay. I've really liked that one way when I keep coming across the research that I do. I do more than one, just one research. I will do across the board. I like the Earth in the center. And so we were going to talk about the five elements. And in these five elements, it is Earth in the productive cycle goes towards metal. Earth makes metal. So if you could just think in your mind, a big mountain, what's inside the big mountain? Treasures of metal inside or the Earth right there. And so it does create that. And then from the metal has an opportunity to liquefy and get into lava / water. Liquefy is the key word there that I've decided that really works for my connection. And water produces wood. And of course, we can all just picture our blooming, luscious plants that we water. And when we do that consistently, it will produce that plant and make that plant grow. Produces wood. And from wood, in the productive cycle, we have from wood producing fire. There can't be fire without something that will burn and ignite. And the answer to that in the wheel of the five elements is wood. Wood feeds fire. And you can also put the word feeds in the production cycle language. And then from fire, we're about to close the circle, folks, really. The production cycle. So things on fire, you can see them. They will crumble where? Down to the earth and create ashes, create coal, create a ground, create earth. Fire produces earth. And so I'm going to go through that faster. That's those five elements in the cycle of production. And it sounds like a lot, and it's not. It's fun to work with these five elements. I think in the feng shui discipline, a lot of us artists and creators of movement and music and a lot of our fitness people who are very, very disciplined and like the discipline of doing a discipline like feng shui, they love to practice this. And so it's really fun to do for people that are that dynamic. If that's you, you can get a hold of both of us by email at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. Or you can message us through that Facebook page, Aloha Healers Network Community, and you can get in touch with us like that for a really affordable feng shui consultation. They are super fun, and you find out the animal that you are and the element that you are and the compass direction that element is. We're about to get into the compass directions too. Those five elements go on to the compass direction of the Bagua. It drops down right over the top of it. And so that's another layer of how you can practice feng shui. You can practice it by using these five elements in your space according to the compass direction and according to the element that you personally are, and the rest of your family too. You want to tell your children early on what animal and element they are. I wanted to know that as soon as possible, and I am practicing that, and I'm having fun looking up all of the family members' animals and elements and sharing the information. And it's so fun to practice feng shui. That's just one of the practices of feng shui. It's the five elements. And I think we believe that we can all say that if you're going to work with those real elements, it can ground you and really bring you into more awareness of your space, how you are, more easily, and especially remembering the elemental direction on the compass. So with the earth in the center of these five elements, we are all partly earth. We all have a little bit of earth in us. And so we can put that there in the middle. And we haven't gone through the flying stars yet. We will, though. Stay tuned. When we do, there are nine of them, and they're lined up in tic-tac-toe board, sort of, with the middle being the five, and the five representing earth. And so they have it like that in the flying stars in setup. So in using the flying star setup with the compass and the five elements, we have earth in the center. There's also one fun thing that I want to mention about earth, and there's a thing called the earth cross. And that's with animals, with the 12 animals. And the 12 animals are placed around the compass. And the earth cross is in the cross quarters. So the northwest is the dog, and down to the southeast is the dragon, and those are across from each other. And then in the northeast, there's the ox, and in the southwest, there's the sheep, and they're across from each other. And those four together create what's called an earth cross, and I'm pretty sure I have all those animals correct. If I don't, I'll get it. And that's a real fun earth thing that you can do if you're needing more grounding in your home. You can put earth, and earth can be like a rock, or you can get more ornate, and you can put a stone statue. But earth, just as simple as a rock, a little pile of them, a pile of pretty ones. And you can put them in each of those cross corners in your home. And that will ground your place inside to the earth a little more. And a lot of places that are way up high in the air these days, that would be a good idea. And also it's nice if you're on the ground level to do it too. Just fun to use earth. I love earth. I happen to be the earth. Oh, that's why I wanted to do earth first. Not even. It's in the center. And what goes the other direction from earth in the exhaustive cycle is metal. And so you could think about it. So if there was too much, and this goes into the yin-yang properties. This is feng shui. If it feels like too much, it's too busy, and you want to calm it down, then you would use metal. You wouldn't want to exhaust it all the way completely. You just want to calm it down. And the words that they use in ancient China are pretty funny because they call it the exhaustive cycle, okay? But it's really just to calm it down, balance it out. And then the next one they call the destructive cycle. And that means that it just balances all the way to the other end, all the way to the other side. Let's say you were living on a busy, busy street and you really needed something to balance it all the way to the yin, to the quiet. That's the example. And so you use feng shui in your personal space to what's going on around you, and especially out your front door. And so if you do two things, you learn what animal you are, you learn what compass direction that is in your home so you can keep it clean, and you learn, this is three, where your front door is. And we're talking about Earth, this show, and our next show, we're going to move up around in the productive cycle, and we'll talk about metal. Now, Earth, like I said, is represented by rocks, and it's also represented by color. It can be represented by browns and golds, like the Earth, and so it's, you can use color if you don't want to put rocks in your corners. You can put color there, or you can put imagery. Let's say you could hang a beautiful picture of mountains in each of those corners on your walls if you were more prone to want to use imagery. It's very personal how you do this. But if you're feeling that you would like some more grounding, add that Earth. And our Feng Shui fitness tip going towards Earth today are lunges. And we love the lunges because they bring you from standing position to the Earth. Back to standing position to the Earth. And it's like this. You can do it hanging onto something if you need to at first. You can also do them walking forward or in place. Let's all do them correctly, right? And so one foot in front of the other, quite far, a little further than you're comfortable, and stand in the middle of that. Put the weight evenly on both feet. Please stand upright, breathe, and you're going to go down and touch your back knee as far down towards the ground as you can. Now, here's what you got to do to the front leg. The knee has to stay over the toe. The knee can't wobble to this one side or the other, and the knee also has to stay behind the toe. It can't go way in front of the toe. It has to stay behind. So you have to stay straight up and down. And you lower straight down and then come up. Good. Do it again. Down, touch the knee to the floor if you can. Come back up. Now switch legs. The other foot goes in front. The other foot goes behind you. You get in your balance in the middle. Put weight equally on both legs. Look up, please. And you're going to breathe. And then when you go down to try to touch the back knee to the ground, you lift back up. Remember to keep on breathing so you're not holding your breath. And if you need to breathe only on one of those, you exhale on the effort. I know the whole thing is an effort, I do, but the real effort is getting up. So you would exhale when you're lifting up. If you need to blow out then and have a rhythm, that's what you do. And let's do 10 on each side. Lift up, remember, keep the weight centered, and the front knee behind the toe, and lunge to the earth to your Feng Shui fitness tip for health. And next, for your pleasure, for our ears, we have everyone's beloved Pathfinder. Thank you, Pathfinder.
How am I talk to you, P. Miedo Chunku Woksape. I want to say thank you to Brenda Kelly over there. And the elemental feng shui, it takes a little while to absorb all of it, but it's very, very useful, and it's our day-to-day life. Today's topic is Reiki and attunements. Now, we've been going about 7 weeks with the Medicine Buddha teachings and the Reiki teachings, and to tell you the truth, a lot of the Reiki trainings that are out there, They're good on teaching technique, but when it comes to the ancient origins histories, there needs to be some improvement because there is a lineage in effect. Reiki is very much a process of God's healing lineage spreading like a tree or like a flowering vine plant upon the earth to help restore the earth. That's the purpose. To bring us back to our original state would be how some religions talk about it. In fact, many of the major religions And in this time, according to the Buddhists, of the generation when there is very little merit among peoples, the Medicine Buddha tradition and offering is a special, empowered, and multiplied, you know, like you're taking something to the third or fourth power, in order to bring letting go of suffering, in order to bring sustained and true happiness, in order to bring full health, starting with the physical, and then going to emotional and mental causes, and then even spiritual causes. And so these are a number of the gifts that the Medicine Buddha and his helpers bring. And in a future show, we'll talk about the Reiki host, because it's an international crew. Everybody who's dedicated to God's healing hand and the gift of nourishment from the earth, they're part of this crew, especially if they're active on the front lines, helping others and themselves to be healthy. And that's a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. In balance with our relatives, and in balance with the powers of the planets and the stars. So to talk about attunements, Reiki is a gift that is passed from one to another. And there are other examples in our mystical histories about this mantle. A mantle is a power which is given by the Creator to a person or to a movement. In other words, to have a mantle passed down from teacher to student, and then again from teacher to student, and how that branches out. But it all goes back to the source, and the source is the healing of the sacred spirit, this golden and this purple. We have the Medicine Buddha there, and then Dr. Yashui in the Japanese Reiki tradition. And this word Reiki is a Japanese word. In this Yashui tradition, Dr. Yashui had a personal fast and experience with the Medicine Buddha that granted that healing power directly to him. So he didn't actually receive the mantle from another physical person. He was actually attuned and given the mantle of healing directly by the Medicine Buddha. And then Dr. Yashui trained Master Hayashi, and then Master Takada, as well as many, many Japanese Reiki masters. And to this day, there is Reiki on every continent. And the Medicine Buddha honors all of these branches of this healing tree. Now, to talk about attunements themselves, they're a spiritual ritual that is very, very simple. And the type of the core of this healing empowerment to be imbued with the spirit of healing that is like Aquarius is pouring that sacred water down upon the earth and upon all the children. And just like Jesus talked about, open up the sacred river that's inside your heart and let God flow through you. It's this same opening that comes through our heart of hearts, that comes through the spinal chakras, that comes through the hands and the feet, the mouth and the eyes. And so when somebody has been attuned to the Reiki, they have been brought into the Reiki universe, and the Reiki universe has been brought into them, become an overflowing of a general healing energy and then specific healing energies that have to do with their path, their chosen tasks, as well as their personal birthright. And so there are gifts which begin to flower under the water of the sacred nectar that comes from that bowl in the Medicine Buddha's left hand. Now, the Medicine Buddha also offers in the right hand this arura plant, which is known in the Tibetan pharmacopoeia to treat the three major causes of all illness, that being ignorance, attachment, and aggression. In order to calm these out of our spirit and out of our mind and out of our emotions brings complete physical health. It's just like a pond that is rippling begins to spill. And this is how we transform karma into dharma, or lessons into wisdom. And so the actual attunement process has a Reiki master present. In this day and age, this is the preferred mode, is that someone that already carries the mantle of Reiki master and the mantle of the Reiki and the healing fire has students who have been prepared through the learning the histories and learning some basic technique. And then the faith, the hope, and the understanding of the Reiki and how the medicine Buddha and the healing angels come and sit with you. In the Buddhist, they talk about a bija, which is a seed, which rests above the crown chakra, and that as we do virtuous tasks, especially towards, let's say, healing and enlightenment, this seed grows stronger and becomes a seat wherein the Holy of Holies can come and sit over you, and then you share that. So in the Reiki, when the healing is happening, the practitioner is actually an assistant, and the healing comes from God. And so in the receiving of an attunement, the Reiki master will work with certain placements along the back of the spine and then also correlations along the front of the spine. The typical attunement begins at the shoulders from behind, goes to the crown, then the third eye, then the hands that are before the heart, then the feet that are tied to the sacrum, and then back to the still point, where the shoulders touch the neck. And this is the basic pattern of the microcosmic orbit, or the natural breathing cycle that goes on within our body and within our aura. And so as the Reiki master is working with this circuit of energy that goes up the back and then down the front, the medicine Buddha and other attunement assistants, sometimes Reiki ancestors, but more often members of the Brothers and Sisters of the Golden Robes of that international society of spiritual healers who retain themselves in the spiritual dimension and reach back to this side to help us. And so that Reiki master that's performing the attunement then is the physical component, and the emotional component, and then the mental and the spiritual are actually the cloud of the Reiki master's bodhisattva for great healing that comes to attune that new student to the fullness of the Reiki light that they can absorb, and then makes a cycle of the energies within the next 21 days in order to help that person reach the greatest purification and empowerment. And so there's a quick run at some Reiki attunement. We'll get back into that. And if you're interested in training in Reiki personally, you can contact me at pathfinder1111@gmail.com or on our Facebook community page.
Mahalo anui loa, Pathfinder. And we are closing our Aloha Healers Network show with the 5 Reiki principles. Just for today, I let go of anger. Just for today, I let go of worry. Just for today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Just for today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. Just for today, I do my work honestly.
Wow. Wache auelo, waya anke eo hee. Wache auelo, waya anke eo hee. Tonka she la o la te cha, wache auelo, waya anke eo hee. 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 Unche oya secha, wache auelo, waya anke eo hee. Wache auelo, waya anke eo hee.